gone out at midnight on Monday night, we got off at noon on Saturday when I went. So that's to give you an idea of what the river boats, the big river boats are beautiful boats too. They're like the ocean voyages. They're British names. We live like rich people on the boat.
Well, have they been able to do anything for you in the hospital?
Well, they operated on me and they took the stone out and they brought it in. A little bit of a thing, something you got out of an ash pile, a little stone or something, fell on the coal, it didn't melt all the way. It's just a little bit of a thing, but I have an incision that starts here and goes all the way around here. I was operated on the 21st of December, and I was in bed for 7 weeks before I left the hospital. Florence got worked to bring me up back to pregnancy. As soon as I was able to travel. Well, anyhow, she wrote to Baden, and I went, I didn't know it for a long time. She didn't tell me about it. And she thought I'd be too upset to learn because she knew what I knew. I thought my life was going to be in China. So, one night she said, one of the priests said to her, well, you better give her a chance. She says, maybe the Lord's providing an outlet for her. Maybe she's not as satisfied as she thinks she is. She says, some people would put on a pretty good act. Well, she didn't get it that time. So we sent this cable. You know, you paid $1 a word for the cable, so it didn't say very much. So finally, when we didn't get anywhere, we sat down, we wrote a long letter, and we told her. In our letters, we were starting the 30 days prayer to St. Joseph. And we were going to wait till that 30 days prayer was over. And that would be St. Joseph's Day. And we'd expect to hear from them then. And we hoped it was that we could stay. Because I wasn't having any trouble in and I was perfectly all right. But St. Joseph's Day came. And every day you look at the paper to see when the ships were coming in and going out. So I was hoping that's when they were going to get mail. So at this time. So finally, the Lord mercy, she had to come back with me to Shanghai. She cabled to Baden, must we come home? And we got back one word, yes. So she went down and she made her own. Canceled. She canceled the trip up river, you know, when we first got this word from Baden. So she made reservations to get on the ship. So we came home Canadian Pacific.
Who was Amado's parish?
Alphonsus. See, Bonaventure sent us and then Alphonsus succeeded her. Remember I said Alphonsus in the beginning and then I corrected it right away.
Well, did when you first were sick, did Mother at Baden think you should come, or how, where did that come from at first?
That came from China. I imagine they were in touch with her all the time.
I see.
I never thought of it at the time. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm talking about that. Earth's going under your feet and the sky falling on you and everything else. I thought even God didn't want me. But here I was over there and just and I am. And I can, I'll never forget Father Beef anymore. He was the best friend I ever had. And he said, listen, you volunteered to come to China. And you came, and you came with a generous spirit, and you fulfilled God's will. You've learned many things since you're over here. But before you ever heard or dreamed of coming to China, you made a vow of obedience as a sister of St. Joseph. Now, which is more important, your volunteer or your vow? Think it over. So I thought, well, there's my answer. And I can't go wrong by submitting to God's will. After all, plugging from your superior, and remembering you have a vow of obedience, you can't go wrong. So I made up my mind that my vocation is here in America, and I've been asking God to make, to use me as an instrument to help youngsters to be good men. I always say to them, you can't be a good man or woman unless you're a good boy or girl. And the basis of self-respect is God living inside you. I said, I remember one time when I had a very heavy cross to bear, and the priest said to me, he wrote me in a letter, seek not for Christ. He sits enthroned in your own heart, unless you deliberately drive about through mortal sin. And I said, that is why we respect ourselves, and that's what God means when he tells us, love your neighbor as yourself. For the love of God, the love of God above all things. And I say, now how do you love yourself? God created each one of us for some special work that he planned for us to do. And all the things in our life before that come are leading up to it and preparing us to meet it, whatever it happens to be. But as long as you want to do God's will, as long as you want to do the right thing, hold your head up high, square your shoulders and look the whole world in the face, because you don't need to fear God, nor man, nor the devil. And I said, if you want that for, for yourself, then you show the same respect to each other and to the other people that you meet. I said, that's what it's all about. And I said, in order to love yourself, you have to make the best of yourself. And every opportunity that you have, and every chance that you have to make yourself a better person. I told you I'd be ready.